Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsors for tonight are Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the internet at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that Hugs, H-U-G-Z. So our guest medium tonight on the show is Renee Buck, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, I have a couple of quick announcements. On September 18th, from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Eastern, we are holding our Basis for a Rational Belief in Afterlife webinar. Author and speaker Piero Calvi Parasetti, M.D., takes the audience on a voyage of discovery of what he calls an ocean of evidence for the fact that mind cannot be reduced to the activity of the physical brain, and that, in a way which we cannot fully understand just yet, the human personality survives physical death. Dr. Parasetti will discuss what evidence means, what categories of evidence are available for survival, their respective weight and significance, and the fundamental difference between a belief based on faith and one based on the knowledge and critical evaluation of the facts. He will then provide a brief overview of the key areas of afterlife science research, including deathbed visions, near-death experiences, apparitions, reincarnation studies, and various modalities of after-death communication. Then on October 8th to October 10th, 2021, we have our Love Knows No Death Fall Grief Transformation Retreat. This event will take place in Silicon Valley in California. It was actually featured in the Netflix series Surviving Death. And if you haven't checked that out, it's really great. It's such a good look at all the evidence for survival of consciousness. And the Forever Family Foundation and its founders, Bob and Fran Ginsberg, are heavily featured in the fourth episode. This is a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat features an all-star cast of extraordinary mediums, myself included, thank you very much, and will feature a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 50 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. And lastly, there's a book out by the founder of Forever Family Foundation, Robert Ginsberg, and the book's name is The Medium Explosion, A Guide to Navigating the World of Those Who Claim to Communicate with the Dead. It's a great book, and it gives you an inside look at mediums who've been tested and certified, like myself and our guest tonight, Renee Buck, and what the process is like, and also what you should look out for when trying to choose a medium for yourself. And for more information about us at the Foundation, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to the show. Tonight is our Mediums and Messages show here on Signs of Life Radio, and all the mediums who are guests on the show have been certified through the Forever Family Foundation, and you can get information about all of the mediums that have been tested and certified through the foundation at our website on the mediums page. You'll see it up at the top of the website. So we'll be opening the phone lines in just a few moments, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Renee Buck, and Renee is a certified medium of Forever Family Foundation, who as a child had out-of-body experiences and visits from spirit. These were followed later in life by prophetic dreams, but it wasn't until she was in her 40s that Renee began to consciously develop her gift. She began by visiting spiritualist churches and eventually began to understand the science of mediumship and the art of interpreting the symbols conveyed by those no longer here in the physical. And Renee maintains a practice in Minnesota. So without further delay, hi, Renee. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Joe. Thank you. I'm so glad to be able to be here.
Of course. I'm so happy to have you on. It's so nice to connect with you again. I haven't seen you in years. It's been like three or 4 years, right?
Yeah, right. 2016.
We met in Florida. Actually, you and I met at the grief retreat in Florida.
We did.
That I did not advertise, but for those listening, there's one in January. I forget the dates. Please don't kill me. But if you check the website, there is one in Florida too, if anyone's down in the South. And we had a good time at that one too, for sure.
We did. Yes, we did. So
Renee, we have a little bit of time to chat. So I know that you do Akashic Records readings. So tell the people, how do they differ sort of from a mediumship reading?
In a few ways. First of all, an Akashic Records reading is mediumship, but we're simply appealing to a different body of spirit, to the lords of the records or masters of the records, rather than loved ones. Mm-hmm. Not that they don't love us, they do. Mm-hmm. It's just they sort of fit into a different category of higher beings who oversee our Akashic record, which
I was just going to ask you to explain it. Thank you. Yeah. Read my mind.
So the Akashic record is sort of the etheric record of the soul, mm-hmm. from the inception of that soul. So through all of our lifetimes here or wherever, our lifetimes on the other side, it's a record of all of our actions, our thoughts, our deeds, our interactions, everything that we've ever done, said, or thought, basically, mm-hmm. which is sort of overwhelming when you
right.
think about
it. So it's like the cloud, sort
yes,
of.
Yes, it is. yes, it is. And so in a reading like that, mm-hmm. I invite my clients to prepare some questions in advance, asking them to think about their lives today in the context of perhaps many lifetimes, in the context of their soul's goals, for example, mm-hmm. or relationships that right. they're trying to better understand.
So bigger don't picture seem to, stuff.
I'm sorry?
Bigger picture questions, like
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Like bigger picture stuff.
Yes, exactly. Yes, bigger picture, right? Exactly.
Gotcha.
So things that we don't seem to have an answer to in sort of the rational explanation of our lives in this time and space, and so it's very, very interesting. And often my clients will be interested in what I call a hybrid reading. So mm-hmm. half of the time with me is spent in the records and half of the time is spent connecting with loved ones who love to comment and add to what was discussed in the
right.
first part. So it's a very robust, very full type of session.
And that's fascinating.
Yeah, it's very fascinating. I'm finding that more and more people are learning about it and are open to it. So I see that as a good sign. There seems to be quite a shift and quite a curiosity these days and an openness to.
Yeah, I've noticed that myself, actually. Like, because I've known about Akashic Records for a long time because it's sort of, you know, as a medium, you know, you yeah. hear about all this stuff and we have other medium friends and like yourself, I know other people who do it. And for a while there, I kind of like, it was a rare thing. And the more and more I guess time goes on, the more I'm hearing about it. And I'm like, I think this is really cool.
Yeah.
That sort of people are opening up. And you know, Renee, I actually have a question for you.
Yeah.
So and maybe this is a stupid question. I probably should know it, but I don't. or I think I do. Do our loved ones on the other side also have like access to the records? Like how you said you tap into or you communicate with like higher beings or let's say spirit guides or something, however you want to say it. Do when we go there, like, do we have access to like other records or do we only have access to like, can we only read our own file? Like, have they explained that to you at all?
Generally, we can only access our own.
Gotcha.
But in a reading like that, and with, I would say with our loved ones who work closely with us during mm-hmm. this life, there are aspects of our Akashic record that is shared, on a need to know basis, I would
right.
say. It, mm-hmm. That's what it feels like. So, you know, whatever one's loved one is focused on in your life, then that some of that information from your record might be shared with them. So they have a better, a bigger context and can help you from that perspective.
Yeah. Okay, very cool. Yeah, you know, because what made me think of it was that I sort of feel like as I kind of go on doing readings longer and longer, I'm doing it about like 10 years now, I think, mediumship readings, that is, I find that their messages consistently, and the longer I do it, they get sort of deeper, like from the other side. I think the more I can understand, the more they can kind of, as like, I mean, I started, I was only 23 years old, so what the hell did I know at that point? You know what I mean? Not that I know everything now, but I think they can sort of be more real with me or with the people that I'm reading through me. And it kind of sounds like sometimes spirit will bring through bigger picture stuff like that. Like, you know, they'll say, you know, the reason why you keep dating these people that you're dating is because, you know, you have this trauma. And every now and again, they may bring up a past life thing if the person's open to hearing if that information. Yeah. Or they'll say, you know, they'll kind of broaden the, I guess the, I shouldn't even say broaden the scope. They do, but it's almost like a more specific answer. Like, it's not just like, oh, you had trauma in your life. It's like, no, this happened because, you know, maybe this in a past life or when you were younger, and they'll bring that stuff up. So I wonder, that's why I was asking if they had access to the record too, because they seem to know sort of the same stuff, you know?
Yeah. So they're the master of your record or lord of your record, however you want to refer to them. It feels to me like they are quite protective of the information,
right?
And they decide who knows what,
right?
So not even, I would say, not even our, you know, our personal guides or the guides that oversee our love life or our health or career. I don't know that all of them have all of the information. So
it's
sort of what they need to know to help you along at this point in your life. And and I think they're quite careful that not everything is shared. It's like what you need right now to go to the next step.
Basis sort of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, like the military a little.
Yes, right.
A little bit of a military mentality there. All right, I'll take it. No, but that makes sense though, because I feel like, listen, I'm only 32 and I feel like all the things that have happened to me in my life are already overwhelming. I can't imagine remembering and knowing everything that happened to me in another life. Like, I'm barely getting through this one.
Exactly.
I don't know if I think you're right. It probably is sort of a need to know sort of thing for your growth. Like, you're ready for this piece, so you get this puzzle. Mm-hmm. You're ready for that. That makes a lot of sense for sure. And you know what? I'm going to say that probably our loved ones don't have access fully, like you said, because I know my Sicilian grandmother on the other side would have told me everything already. in reading, there was nobody. If that lady had all the info, she would definitely be dishing. So
that's right.
I think I can back it up just knowing her personality.
Oh, that's funny.
Very cool. So Renee, before we take calls, do you have any events coming up or anything like that? Webinars, anything in person?
No, I don't. I just moved from California. So I am just settling into
my
home.
Your bearings. Yeah.
Minnesota, right. And I'm not, and with COVID sort of
rearing
its ugly head again.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Sticking to phone readings and Zoom for international
clients. Perfect.
Yeah.
So for those of you just joining the show right now, our guest tonight is certified medium Renee Buck. And be sure to check out Renee's website at whispersfromthelight.com. I got that right? That is your website?
Yes, you did.
Okay,
thank you.
Making sure. okay, so let's get to our phone lines. Are you ready to take some calls?
I am.
All right, awesome. So I should mention to everyone listening, if you were just tuning in after a while, the show is commercial free now, so it gives us more time to take some of your calls. And before we take our first caller, if we take your call on the air, I'll call out to you by your first name, and you can let us know if you'd like to have a connection to Spirit, and Renee will do a mini reading for you, or if you have any questions for us instead, in the spiritual, that is, nothing too personal. we're always happy to take your questions. Okay, so our first caller, I believe, is Mary from Georgia. Mary, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. Mary, did you have a question or would you like to have a reading?
I would like to have a reading if possible, please.
Awesome. I'll turn you over to Renee.
Okay. Hi, Mary. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi. Well, thank you for allowing me to talk with you today.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Mary, as I'm touching into your energy today, there's a gentleman that's coming in here. I feel like I'm going up one, possibly two generations. I'm not quite sure. If I'm going up two, I would be on the mother side of the family.
Okay.
He's holding a pipe. So I feel like at some point in his life, he would have been puffing on a pipe.
Okay.
And he had, when he was puffing on this pipe, he was thinking hard. Like, I feel like the harder he puffed, the more he was thinking something over. Can you understand this gentleman?
Yeah, somewhat. Yep.
Okay. So am I going up one generation or two?
I'm thinking just one.
One.
I wouldn't know the second. Yeah, I wouldn't know the second 100%, but the first one I would.
Okay. All right. Good. So that means we're probably going up to father's level.
Yes, father. Definitely.
Yes. Okay. All right.
And he often would think over things and say, just wait, let me think about this. So
yes, right.
Perhaps that would be him.
Yes. Yes. He's thinking hard about something. So as he's coming in to you, I feel like he is helping you to grapple with the situation that you've got in front of you.
Okay.
And I feel like what you have in front of you, it looks to me like we've got a roadmap here and trying to decide. And I'm not sure if this is literal or figurative, but to trying to decide which direction to go, because it does seem like there are multiple paths that seem to be open to you.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, what I'm seeing is that there are two paths that are fairly obvious. Like sort of right in front of you, but there's a path over to the side here.
Okay.
A little bit off the beaten path, if you will, that needs a little bit more investigation, a little bit more time.
Okay.
Because it's not, he's saying it's not the obvious, choice, but it's the better one.
Okay.
Okay. And
I get that.
Okay. So he's being a little bit cryptic about exactly what this is regarding, but I do feel like it's a family matter to resolve.
Okay.
So do you understand that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yeah. I can fully understand that 100%. Yes.
Okay, good, good. So he's putting a little crown of flowers on your head.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going back to your childhood. And I don't know if this is something that you would do, make a little crown of dandelions or daisies or something. But he's putting this little crown of flowers on your head today. A very sweet gesture, but also I want to say sort of an opening. It feels like there's an activation of the crown chakra right now. And there's a lot of golden, it looks like dandelion, like, you know, it's the dandelions, but they're now moving around in a circle. So I do want to say that you're probably seeing a lot more or having a lot more synchronicities recently.
Okay.
Do you understand that? I feel like things are kind of speeding up for you spiritually. So,
okay.
Eyes wide open. Okay. Eyes wide open. And your dad is right there, you know, still doing some problem solving for you. All right. So
okay.
Just, you know, tap into him, listen, and, you know, feel. So yellow is also the color of the solar plexus, right? It's sort of the chakra that guides us.
About 30 seconds left, Renee.
Tap into that as well. Just allow some of that information to just sort of flow in rather than looking so hard for it. Okay.
Right. Sounds good.
All right, good. So I leave you with his love and blessings. Thank you,
okay,
Mary.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank
Have
you.
A good night.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, next up is Paula from Florida. Paula, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Good to hear. I'm good, thank you. Did you want to have a reading or did you have a question for Renee and myself?
Oh, a reading, please.
Awesome. Renee, you're up.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Paula. As I tap into your energy today, there's a woman that's coming in and I feel like she's of your generation. She's coming in next to you. So I would say this is a sister or a close friend in spirit. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So as she's coming in today, she's linking arms with you. And I feel like we're taking a walk on a country road together. Just,
Yes.
You understand that?
Oh my God.
A very light, joyful, full feeling of you two together.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and if this is, I want to say, if this is a sister, you were very close. You were like best friends.
We were like sisters, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it's sister. So it's best friend who are like sisters. Okay. It's always hard to tell
only
that apart.
Your heart. Yes.
Okay. All right.
She
very
was the
good.
Closest I had to a sister.
Good. Well, she's coming in today, and she does want you to know that she is feeling really good. That she's feeling really fresh and recuperated. So that just from the way she's saying it, it makes me feel as though there might have been some lingering illness or something before she passed. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. So she wants you to know that she's well, she's healed, she's sort of filled with joy, and she walks beside you. She's on that walk with you when you take your walk in the evenings when things cool down a little bit. She's there with you. So I hope that you feel her. She's wrapping a little shawl around you. It's sort of a shawl of love and protection. Mm-hmm. So
she was my aunt. She was only a year older than me.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Oh, she was your aunt.
Yes.
Oh, that's so interesting. Okay. So yeah, we've got the sister friend.
But we grew up
aunt,
like sisters.
All together there. Okay, very good. So yeah, she is, you know, she's there with you. And I do feel like she's putting a book in front of you. I'm not sure if this is a Bible or some other spiritual book, something that you were reading, just I want to say in the last probably 24 hours. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. No, but it might be her scrapbook.
Oh, her scrapbook. Okay.
Yes, I made a scrapbook about me and her.
Oh,
and
all right.
I have that out right now.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, it feels very spiritual. You know, like as I sort of, I feel like I have my hands on it and it feels very, well, of course, it's all about love, right? It's about your relationship and your connection.
Absolutely.
Yes. So this is something that you liked, that you gained comfort from in opening and reviewing. And just know that she's right there by your side when you do so. You know, spirit comes to us. They fly to us when we begin thinking about them or talking to them in our minds or out loud. They're right there. So just know that when you're thinking about her, she's coming right to you and giving you those hugs, wrapping you up. I'm sorry?
I talk to her all the time.
Do you? Yes, I can feel that. The connection is still very strong. And there's a lot of movement in it. There's a lot of movement in that.
She died suddenly and unexpectedly. It was horrible.
Oh, Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. But she's there and present with you. So I'm going to leave you with her love and blessings. And
Is there anybody with her by any chance, or can you don't know?
I think we're going to have to wrap this one up. But hopefully next time when we connect, we can do so.
Do you do private readings?
I do. Yes.
Okay. Well, that I, you know, you're amazing me how right on target you started out. I mean, you hit it right on the head.
Very good. Well, I'm glad that she was the one. She came rushing in, so there was no denying her today.
Thank you, Paula.
All the time. Thank you, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
You too. You too.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, next up, I believe we have Shannon from Minnesota. Shannon, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Hello.
Good. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. So, Shannon, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question?
I would like to make a connection.
Awesome. Renee, take it away.
All right. Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Hi. Good, Renee.
Good. Good. So, a fellow Minnesotan. Wonderful.
Oh, yes. Welcome.
Thank
welcome,
you.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's good to be. This is my home, my family home. So I'm back home, and it does feel good.
Oh, so you know what our winters are like then?
I'm sorry?
So you know what our winters are already
I
like
do,
then.
And I still came back.
Yep.
All righty. Okay, let me see here. Who's here for you today? I feel like I'm over on the father's or male side of the house here. Let me see here. I feel like I have a number of people coming in today on the father's side of the family. And or on the I always divide spirit into mother / female side and father / male side. So I just know I've got a lot of activity over here on the male side. So let me just kind of sort out sort of who's here. So first of all, Shannon, I feel like I am in a sort of a rural setting with this family. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Because I feel like there's just a lot of space there. And I do want to go up. I want to go up to sort of your father's generation. And I've got several siblings along your father's side. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because I feel like there's just a lot of camaraderie. They, and I feel like on your father's side of the family, there might have been a farm in there. Or
definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you. Because I see these boys or the siblings all growing up together, you know, working and playing together. And that's what happens on the farm. Everybody is, you know, everybody pitches in and, you get it done. So, So that's what they're coming in as, evidence here today. And I do feel like I just saw a milk can. So there might've been some dairy cows.
That's what it was. Yes.
It was a dairy farm. Okay.
Yes, it was.
All right. Good. So, yeah, so lots of hard work on a dairy farm. I know that. My family weren't farmers, but we lived in a smaller town. Lots of my friends were. So that's where we're sitting here. So I do. I'm honing in on a particular male. So this does feel like a father. Is your father in spirit?
Yes, he is. Very strong, okay. too.
Yeah, so he's coming in. He's going to be the spokesperson here. I guess he's been the one speaking all along. I don't always know who's speaking initially, but so this is your dad coming in, and he is he's clanging the bell. You know, a lot of farms, you have a bell that tells you, you know, when to get up, or when, you know, it's time for breakfast, or like, you know, like the bell.
Yeah,
right. So he's clanging this bell for you. And I feel like he's saying, pay attention, you know, like I'm calling you, pay attention. So I don't know if a lot of signs are starting to come in from him, but he's really clanging that bell loudly. And so I want to say that signs from him probably have a sound component to them. Have you noticed this so far?
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Okay. So it might be through, you know, songs or just wherever you go, it seems like there's a bell ringing. I'm not exactly sure, but he's definitely getting your attention through sound. He wants you to know that he's around and about you. And I feel like you, there's a, like your family is too, is also, we've got a lot of kids in there. I feel like I've got a lot of busy activity around you that he's sort of.
Yes, there would be. Yep, a young female would be. Definitely.
Oh, been you mean on the other side?
Dad. Yes.
Okay. That she's yeah, I just meant that here on the earth plane, he's when he visits you, I feel like there's a lot of activity around you, a lot of family.
Yeah, that could be, also be. Yes.
Yes. Right. Okay. But you also have a young female in spirit with him.
Yes.
Okay. Let me, I only have a few seconds here, but,
okay. You don't have to rush.
Let me just see here. I feel like quite young.
Yes.
Like I'm not sure that she actually reached adulthood. Do you understand that?
Not quite. Yes.
Yeah.
Not quite.
Yeah, like perhaps teenage, like young teenage.
Absolutely.
Okay, yep. So she's coming in. She's coming in with your dad. So they're together, and they're making some noise. They're making some noise together. So just know that they're around and about you, and getting your attention through bells. I want to say bells. Okay.
All right.
All right, so I'm going to leave you with their love and blessings this evening.
Oh, thank you
for calling
very, very much.
Awesome. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
And thank the Forever Family Foundation.
Oh, you're welcome. On behalf of everyone, you're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, take care. Okay, next is Shelly from Arizona. Shelly, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you? Yep,
good.
I can hear you.
Good,
hi, thank
Shelly.
You. Shelly, were you looking to have a connection? Were you looking to have a connection to spirit, or did you have a question?
I have lots of questions, but I think I'm looking for a connection to spirit.
Okay, you got it.
All right. Hi, Shelly. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for being there.
So, Shelly, as I tap into your energy here tonight, I feel like I've got a young man coming in. Not sure yet exactly how he's connected to you. Let me just see here. And the reason I'm not quite sure is because he's coming in over on the mother/female side. So it tells me that he may be like a younger male cousin on your mom's side, or perhaps a younger brother to your mother in spirit.
How about my son?
Oh, is it your son?
Anything
okay, well, he
son?
Came in on the side. All right, that probably is it. Yes, okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yep, it does. I feel like, I felt that at first he was just, you know, I always ask spirit to come in on one side or another, but that doesn't always happen. So, all right, let me just go with that with you. So you've got a son. So I am, he's a little shy. he's a little shy about coming in close. So I'm sort of inviting him to show me some things about himself.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm seeing him in like a cotton button-down shirt. Looks like a plaid shirt. They call them board shorts. Dressed very casually.
Yep.
Okay. Sneakers, yep. Hat, a cap. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep. Can you see the cap?
I can see it looks like a the shape of it is like a baseball cap, but can't really tell what, and it looks like it's a darker color, dark blue or dark green. Can't really see what's on it though.
Probably navy.
Ah.
Navy.
Okay.
Colored.
All right. Well, navy blue, right?
yep, navy right. Blue.
Very good. Let's see here. So he's, I feel as he's coming in, I feel quite fit with him. He's showing himself as, you know, rather slender. I don't feel like I have a lot of extra weight on. And in terms of personality, I feel kind of laid back, yet at the same time, rather serious. Like he's, when he was here, he was carrying around a lot of stuff that was kind of heavy. Do you understand that?
Yeah,
okay. You know, he didn't, I don't feel like he talked about it a lot.
He kept it to himself.
He kept it to himself, absolutely. And it was hard to talk about some of it and just, you know, so he kind of kept pushing it down. But it definitely was a burden to carry that around, and he didn't know what to do with it. Well, he's
right.
What you understand that? Yeah,
I do.
But what he's showing me now is that. So the way that he showed that heaviness to me was literally like a wet blanket on him. Like it felt like a heavy wet blanket, and he's sort of throwing that off now, and pushing it away, letting it go, because he doesn't need it anymore. He's got, you know, counselors on the other side, people helping him, having a chance to review his life, and the ability now to let go of that heavy blanket. And he wants you to understand that that's where he's at right now, that he's healing, he's feeling light, he's feeling active again, like his old self. You know, when he was a boy, I feel like he was a pretty happy kid. And so he's feeling,
he was,
yeah, he's feeling like his old self again. And that's the most important thing for you to know as you think about your son now, is that he's moved through that darker period of his life, and he's healing, he's light, he's in a really good place, literally and emotionally and spiritually. Okay.
30 seconds left.
So hold that.
That's great.
Hold that
happy
thought, okay?
I'm happy
and,
that's where he's at.
Yeah, and the last thing that he's showing me, and this is something a lot of spirits show, and it's what I call a spirit hug. And you know that he's around you by one of two ways. One is when you're thinking about him and talking to him, it draws him to you. But then there are times where he just comes of his own volition, and what it feels like to you is out of the blue, a wave of grief. Like you're fine one second and the next second you're practically on your knees. Do you understand that feeling?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And when that happens, he wants you to understand that he is there with you. So erase the thoughts in your head of how much you miss him and tell him that you feel his love. You feel his love in your heart. That's that, you know, his heart chakra is right next to yours as he gives you a hug and you feel it in the heart chakra. It's like a squeeze. So turn that sense of loss around to one of joy that he's right there with you, giving you a hug. Okay.
Okay.
Can you do that? I know it's a hard thing to do. I've been there and I know it's hard, but it makes a big difference when you realize that when it comes out of the blue, it's the love of spirit. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave you with his love and his blessings.
We love him too.
Yeah. All right. Good night. Thank you.
Okay, next up we have Regan from Virginia. Regan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Am I saying your name right? Is it Regan?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure. Okay, Regan, so did you want to ask a question or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
Make a connection, please.
Awesome. Renee, you're up.
All right. Hi, Regan.
Hi.
Thank you for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
All right. So as I'm tapping into your energy, there's a female that's coming in, and I feel like I want to go right up on the mom, on the mother's side. I feel sort of a nurturing energy, a protective energy coming in here. So if it's not mother, then it would be a grandmother who is close to you. Can you understand this?
It wouldn't be my mother. Possibly a grandmother.
Okay, well, let me just describe her a little bit more. I feel like the woman that's here tonight is, she's a little stoic, if you will. She's not one to be really chatty, but is a good listener and a good problem solver. She's very present. She's very present when you spend time with her and very aware and observant. And so as she's coming into you today, it's funny that her nurturing is not like the warm, fuzzy, bubbly nurturing, but the going to take care of you and protect you kind of nurturing.
Okay.
So that's sort of her personality. She's got a sort of a like a business-like personality, and yet I know that she was also very, I don't know that she worked outside the home. I can't really tell unless there was a home business, but I feel like being a mother, being a parent, and being all business is sort of all wrapped up together. Was there a home business in that family?
No, not that I know of.
Not that you know of. Okay. Well then maybe it's just her personality, being like very much the problem solver. So let's see here as she's coming in today. I feel like she's ushering in someone with her. And I feel like this is someone, it's not completely clear here. Just a moment. I feel like she's ushering in a woman, a younger woman with her, but I feel like this younger woman is in the family. Like she's helping her to come in to make the connection. So I feel like I'm either your generation or a generation below you. So like a daughter. Can you understand that? So your generation would be like a sister, because I do feel like the person that she's bringing in is a sister, or is a female. So it'd be a sister, yeah. Close friend.
Could be just my grandmother and my aunt, but I don't have any sisters.
Okay. So it would be her daughter?
Mm-hmm.
That could be.
My mother's sister. My mother's still alive.
Yeah. And did your aunt die rather young?
No.
No. Okay. So I do feel like I have a younger female with her. And if you can't place her right now, that's okay. It might come to you later. But as I see this younger soul that's with her, I feel like I'm probably haven't reached 20 yet. So, and I don't know exactly when in time she would have passed. So I feel like I'm in my teens.
About a minute left.
Okay. So anyway, you'll have to think on that.
Okay.
But she's coming in today just to bring some strength to you, bring some, like she's got her hand on the back, on your back, just sort of supporting you. So if you're going through sort of a difficult time right now, she's bringing some extra love and support there. Okay. So I'll leave you with her love and blessings.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Wait, you're Regan, welcome. Regan, don't go anywhere just yet. You're still on the line. Okay. I have just a real quick thing to chime in with. Sometimes this happens as the host. I'm not supposed to, but I'm gonna let that I'm not supposed to, but anyway, real quick. Regan, I just had this guy bothering me. Like, I think it's for you. I'm pretty sure, since you're the person on the call. So I don't know if you have like a brother or a husband on the other side, but came through like sort of in your generation. And all I keep hearing is like Bob or Robert. So I don't know if that's someone past, if it's someone alive with that name. I just keep hearing to say that name. Would you understand who that is?
Of my generation? I'm not sure.
It doesn't have to be his name, but do you have like husband on the other side or like a brother?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. So comes through in your generation. Again, I think this is for you. I would hate if it's for the next caller and I'm doing this prematurely. Cause that does happen to me sometimes when I'm doing the show, but please just keep that there. But I feel like the name Robert is very significant. Okay, Regan, we got to let you go because I have to get to the next caller, but thank you so much for calling in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and I think we have time for one more person. So I believe I have Lindsay from Illinois. Lindsay, are you on the line?
I am.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
Good. Of course. Thank you for calling in. So did you want to make a connection with Spirit or did you have a question for us?
Spirit, please.
Awesome. All right, Renee, you are on, my friend.
All right. Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Hi. Thank you.
All right. So, Lindsay, as I tap into you, I feel like who's ever coming in is talking about writing. And I'm not sure if this is you who likes to write or if this is someone in spirit who is all about writing, and it could be journaling or some other form of writing. Do you understand this?
I do, because I wrote to help get me on the show so that we connect right before you picked me. And I also have been very called to write a book, and I've started writing it, and it's the story of our lives together.
Oh, awesome. 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 Okay, good. So the book is the story of your life with this person in spirit. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So let me see here. Okay. So I'm being shown you at your computer. And there's an energy behind you. I feel like there's several actually here. I feel like actually I have a male and a female here.
That makes sense.
And I'm not sure how they're all connected, but I feel like you're all of the same generation. So I'm getting also a couple different visuals with respect to the book. So I want to say that I feel like the book is not for children, and yet there's something about children in the book or connected to the book. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So is this a male partner?
Yes.
That's coming in? Okay, thank you.
Yes. And I just told his daughter about the book this week. So.
Okay. All right.
That would be the child piece.
That would be the one. That's okay. And is there something about... is there something about the book and children beyond that, beyond the fact that you talked to his daughter? Or not necessarily?
Not necessarily.
No. Okay. All right. That's fine. That's fine. Okay. So as he's coming in today, so I'm seeing you on your chair in front of the computer, and his hands are on your shoulders looking at the monitor with you. So he's really engaged in the story and in your writing. And I feel like I see him whispering in your ear. I see him pointing to the monitor. I see, you know, like very much a lot of energy swirling around back and forth between the two of you, around and through you, if you will. And so I want to say that when you're writing, it may sometimes feel like you're not actually doing the typing, like it just flows through you, like just the story just keeps coming. And you can barely keep up with it. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. So he's
about a minute left.
Yeah. So he's working with you on that and will continue to inspire you. That's right. The word inspire has spirit right in the middle of it. So he is the spirit in your inspiration, put it that way. Okay. So keep doing what you're doing and just open yourself up to whatever ideas flow through. Okay. Cause he's right there with you.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Lindsay, I leave you with his love and blessings.
Lindsay, before you go, I don't know if you were listening while you were waiting on the call, but I felt like I had someone's husband with the last caller. And
yeah,
do you know who Bob or Robert is? Like, was that for you and not for the last person?
It's Roger, so you're very close, and I thought you were pulling me when you said that.
Oh, it was fabulous. It was you. I knew it. I was like, I am hearing this so freaking clear. I was like, this has to be somewhere. Lindsay, thank you so much for
and
validating.
I asked Percy to get me on.
You are the last one. You made it right under the wire. Yeah. Your husband listened. Just FYI. It's just so funny because I would have went to bed tonight thinking about this. So thank you so much for letting me sleep tonight. You really helped me out. Okay, Lindsay, thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you. I love you guys. You guys are amazing.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Take care.
Good night.
Bye.
Okay, well.
That was fun.
Yes, we are just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest Renee Buck for joining us this evening. And Renee, if any of our listeners would like more information about your work or if they want to schedule a private reading, is the best way to do it through your website?
Yes, whispersfromthelight.com.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for coming on. I had so much fun with you. I will definitely have you on again.
Yeah, I enjoyed.
Awesome. I'm glad you did. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the internet at joeperetta.com. That's P-E-R-R-E-T-A. Or on Instagram, which is a little more personal, but you can follow me on there. And my handle is at Joe Peretta. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a great evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.